Local pandemic news is getting better on every level. We'll bring you the latest.
Decades in the making, a new development offering housing and food options comes to Southeast. I'm Megan Clougherty.
WTOP at 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Nearly 40 million families on July 15th will start receiving monthly checks from the IRS as part of the extended child tax credit. It's a new push by the Biden administration rolled out today with Vice President Harris visiting Pittsburgh.
The American Rescue Plan, and here's the drum roll, the American Rescue Plan will lift half of America's children out of poverty.
The credit pays up to $3,600 for kids under age 6 and $3,000 each for kids 6 to 17. It is a day of cleanup for many in the country. In the Chicago area, tornadoes hit with more than 100 homes damaged or destroyed. At least 5 people were hurt. Samantha Dickey lives in Woodridge, Illinois.
While the storm was just really loud, the power went out and then it just got quiet. And all you could hear was just this, like, really loud booming storm. So there's tons of thunder, lots of lightning.
In the east, Claudette has returned to a tropical storm strength as it nears the coast of the Carolinas. The storm is blamed for 13 deaths in Alabama over the weekend. Atlanta hit two.
A woman winds up in the hospital when a tree comes crashing down on her vehicle. The massive tree limb came through the driver's side windshield, missing the woman's head by inches, trapping her inside. Neighbors rushed to help.
I heard somebody say, help, help, help. So I did dial 911.
Luckily, the woman suffers only minor injuries. The large oak tree is one of several trees to come down after over 2 inches of rain from Claudette. Bill Caiaccio for CBS News Atlanta.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is confirming a delay in the U.S. sharing COVID-19 vaccines with other countries.
What we found to be the biggest challenge is not actually the supply. We have plenty of doses to share with the world, but this is a Herculean logistical challenge.
The White House recently laid out a plan to share 55 million doses globally. The Supreme Court rules the NCAA cannot restrict education-related benefits for student-athletes, saying they're meant to preserve the amateur nature of college athletics. Loyola Law School's Jessica Levinson.
The court says that the NCAA can't prohibit colleges from providing athletes paid internships, laptops, for instance. This doesn't totally chip away at the idea that college athletes are different from professional athletes, but it does get us part of the way there.
In New York, the historic gay bar, the Stonewall Inn, says it will not be serving beer from Anheuser-Busch over Pride weekend. No Buds or Michelobes, because the bar says the company has made political contributions to some politicians who have supported anti-LGBTQ legislation, some $35,000 over the past 5 years. The Dow is up 592 points. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Good afternoon. It is 2:03, and we're glad you're with us on this steamy Monday, June the 21st, 88 degrees in D.C. Hello, everybody. I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Our top local story is potentially life-saving help for those struggling with mental health in Maryland. It's a program that's named after a local congressman's son who died by suicide on New Year's Eve.
The Tommy Raskin Act will allow people that struggle with mental health to sign up for free periodic check-ins from the Maryland 211 program. The counselors will also help navigate them to additional health resources. Delegate Bonnie Collison.
If the person is showing any signs of being in crisis, they can get immediate help from the professionals at the call center.
It is named after the son of Congressman Jamie Raskin.
And all of us are proud that, you know, his name will be associated with this program that will be there for young people who may be in crisis.
The program will go into effect on July 1st in Annapolis. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
There's a question about police body-worn cameras and how that video is reviewed. And it's at the heart of a new bill that's being considered after local police screamed at a 5-year-old boy who was also briefly handcuffed.
Montgomery County Council President Tom Hucker says the county's police department has a good body-worn camera program.
But not a requirement to share the footage with either the police chief or elected officials.
Hucker explained the county council and the police chief had not been made aware of a video of two county police officers who handcuffed and berated a 5-year-old boy until 14 months later. Hucker said the legislation proposed would have a number of requirements.
Reporting quickly to the chief and then to the county executive, the county council, and the state's attorney. Any internal investigations involving the use of force, children, potentially criminal offenses, discrimination, or harassment.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
In pandemic news, Maryland continues to make big strides. For 2 days in a row, the state has not had one new COVID death. The positive trend continues around new infections as well. Statewide, there were only 40 new cases yesterday. Hospitalizations are down also. Meantime, Maryland is still pushing folks to get vaccinated. But it's made a lot of progress there, too. So far, 70% of adults have had at least one COVID shot.
Virginia has also reached the all-important 70% threshold. Governor Ralph Northam says that makes the Commonwealth the country's 16th state to reach President Biden's vaccine goal.
We still have deaths, unfortunately, every day, but it doesn't have to be that way. So we are thrilled to reach 70%, but we want to get as close to 100% as possible.
So far, more than 8.8 million doses of the vaccine have been given out. That translates to more than 4.2 million people. And right now, over 60% of residents 18 and older are fully vaccinated. As a result, the number of new cases, hospitalizations, and deaths keeps falling.
It's 2:06 now on WTOP. Everyone from the mayor's office to community activists have been working for decades to achieve what Mayor Muriel Bowser says is now official in Southeast. It's a new development offering housing and food options for residents east of the river.
ANC Commissioner for Ward 7, where the Skyland Town Center is breaking ground at Alabama Avenue and Good Hope Road Southeast, Tiffany Brown remembers the lack of investment that left the former shopping center an eyesore.
We, the community, must hold the developers, city, and ourselves accountable for the success of this town center.
Mayor Muriel Bowser highlighted the $58 million allocated in her budget to bring grocery stores within walking distance of 95% of residents and said there's more change coming towards 7 and 8.
When we work together, we get what we want.
The 263 affordable homes will be paired with retail, restaurants, and grocery store Lidl, expected next fall. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP. We could have storms in our future. That's next, 2:07.
The time for defense organizations to harness the power of the cloud is now. Discover how you can leverage cloud solutions to advance your mission at Part 3 of GDIT Emerge 2021. Register today at gdit.com/emerge.
If a car dealer asks you to pay the freight, don't do it. You never pay additional freight charges at the all-new Hart Nissan.
It's the dealer that's gone.
At Hart Nissan, you can be 100% confident that you paid a competitive price, and we will never...
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.